that verse. We have a special guest with us this evening. None other than B.W. Smith. The Reverend B.W. Smith going to be talking about this evening. Watch them dogs. Watch them dogs.
Watch them dogs. St. Paul, the speaker and writer of our text, here warns the true Christians at the Philippian church to beware of the false teachers and false prophets who are always barking like a dog against the principles of the gospel that they were founded upon. Paul called them evil workers because they were always growling with the dog spirit instead of shouting with the Holy Spirit. Some of these false teachers and false prophets were Jews who were trying to hold on to the practice of Judaism by circumcision instead of regeneration. Paul here warns the true Christian to beware of these church fighters who are going around like a dog barking at their good works. He warns them to beware of dogs. That is, watch them dogs. These false teachers whom the apostle Paul warns the Philippian Christians against were men of evil spirit rather than a good spirit. That is, men with a dog spirit rather than the Holy Spirit. In Isaiah, the 56th chapter, the 10th and 11th verse, he called the crooks in the church greedy dogs and dumb dogs. Jesus said in Matthew 7th chapter and 6th verse, give not that which is holy unto the dog. In our text, Paul characterizes these hypocrites in the church as dogs, evil workmen, and concision workers. He warns the Philippian church not to heed their barking, but watch them dogs. In the scripture, God uses the habits and dispositions of the animals and other creeping things to compare with the habits and dispositions of human beings in the social order. In Peter's vision, on the rooftop, he saw all nations represented by four-footed beasts, creeping things, and fowls of air. People on earth have habits like the lower creatures in disposition. Ain't that right? Jesus himself, according to the scripture, was lamb-like in humility. He was lion-like in power, a brazen serpent-like in saving power. Some people in our church are cunning and sly like a fox. Amen. Jesus compared Herod to a fox in Luke the 13th chapter and the 32nd verse. He told the Pharisees, go ye and tell that fox. Some folk are deceitful like a snake. John the Baptist saw the Pharisees and the Sadducees coming to his baptism. And he said in St. Matthew, the 3rd chapter and the 7th verse, O ye generation of vipers, that snake, Samuel, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? St. Paul in our text called these hypocrites in the church dogs. Some people in our church